Barack Obama spent the day stumping across Missouri, another of those red states that President Bush carried in the last two elections. Here's Senator Obama at a huge rally today in St. Louis.
We need new priorities in Washington. I think it's time to give a tax cut to the teachers and the janitors who work in our schools, to the cops and the firefighters who keep us safe, to the waitresses working double shift, the nurses in the ER, and yes, the plumbers fighting for their American dream.
NPR's Don Gagne is with Senator Obama in St. Louis. And Don, I understand this was just an enormous crowd, just a sea of people.
100,000 people. You heard it in the tape. That's what 100,000 people sounds like a college football game or something. And Jackie, I don't know if people have been to St. Louis. Obviously, they know the Gateway Arch. Senator Obama spoke right underneath that arch. And as we look to the left toward the city, there's a huge open space that spreads all the way to the old courthouse, the old Dred Scott Courthouse. It was full of people. The police tell us 90,000 in there and another 10,000 kind of on the outskirts of the perimeter of the event.
So, Don, 100,000 people, that has to be the biggest political rally of the campaign in the U.S., right?
By far, actually. I mean, Senator Obama's been known for his big rallies. I think the previous high, if you don't count the Democratic convention at the stadium in Denver, the previous high was an outdoor event in Portland where they had some 75,000 people. Missouri, of course, is a red state. George W. Bush carried it twice, and it's a state that John McCain needs, and polls show it very close, a toss-up with the size of these crowds here, or this particular crowd in this location. Senator Obama wanted to make a big statement, and he did.
I guess another statement he's making is flooding the television airwaves with ads, sometimes outspending greatly, 4-1. What kind of impact is that having?
It means that people turning on their TV set in Missouri or in other battleground states are far more likely to see an Obama ad. This is what the campaign knew it would be able to do when it decided to forego public financing. The campaign knew it would be able to outspend John McCain. It is doing that, and they feel it gives them an advantage in these important states.
NPR's Don Gagne covering Barack Obama in St. Louis, Missouri. Thank you very much,
Don. All
right,
Don. It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Coming up, John McCain defends Republican turf in North Carolina and Virginia and says he sees signs of a turnaround. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.